hymn we started off with, this open meeting, was, O teach us more of thy blessed ways, thou holy Lamb of God, and fix and root us in thy grace as those redeemed by blood. Made me think of the disciples being with the Lord for 3.5 years. Contemplated this a little. And they were with the Lord 1,277 days. Taking 8 hours for sleep. They were with the Lord for 30,660 hours. Awake with the Lord was 20,440 hours. In that short 3.5 period, that's how many hours they spent with the Lord. I realize, and as we have in the Spirit of God indwelling each one who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we certainly have new life, and we have the Spirit of God indwelling us. But how are we taught? Oh, teach us, Lord, more of thy blessed ways. It's by spending time with the Lord. If we spend 1 hour with the Lord each day, it will take 56 years to have the same time with the Lord as the disciples did. If you or I spend only 20 minutes a day with the Lord, reading, prayer, meditating, we won't get to the end. It would take 168 years to spend the same amount of time as those disciples. But we can go beyond what the disciples had with the Lord as far as being with him. We can be in communion with him throughout the day, thinking upon his word. Our brother brought out about courtship, being the bride-to-be of Christ. The bridegroom and the bride. And throughout our day, we can be thinking of our bridegroom. I would find it a very difficult and sad marriage or courtship of a man and a woman living their lives separately and not thinking about each other in courtship. A husband and wife going about their day, perhaps separated by time and space because of work. Traditionally, the wife at home, perhaps children, busy time. Not taking one moment to think about their beloved. We are assured that the Lord is always thinking of you and I, of his beloved. Can we take some time to think upon him? And that's what the Spirit of God wants to do in our hearts. That we would remember his love more than the joys of this earth. You know, children, you have a lot of good friends, I trust, cousins to play with and so on. But you can't have that lasting joy in the Lord from a person, from a friend. There's a hymn about our friends failing and perhaps leaving. But the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. The leaving part is when they're tired of you. The forsaking part is when they don't want you anymore. Perhaps you've done something or said something that displeases them. Are we kidding? Thank the Lord, He'll never do that. So even if I or you, beloved, have our back turned to the Lord, oh, may it not be. May His love win your hearts. He is still looking upon you, waiting for you to turn back. Remember that first love. Do you remember? Have you thought about it recently? That moment when the gospel message reached your heart, the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and you realize, I am a sinner. It's for me that Christ died. How can you love me? He did, while we were enemies of God. Here we are, blessed in the beloved, blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of that 1 hour, 56 years. There were 12 disciples that walked with the Lord for that, for the 3.5 years. And it's a sad thing to think of. Someone who looked real. You remember his name? What was his name? That one disciple that looked real, just like the others. His name was Judas. Judas. 56 years. I trust that each one who has made a testimony that they are the Lord's are real. You can't pretend your way to heaven. You have to be real. Don't fool yourself. You have to be real. How do you get to know someone? In a marriage, you spend time with them. You get to know them by spending time. And we need, I believe, beloved, more and more to spend time with the Lord. Is there anything more worthwhile in this world? A promotion? Some silly little bauble? Some status symbol of a vehicle? Or whatever it is it really worth it? When you think of eternity and the short time that we have here, it's not worth it at all. The things of this world will burn away. And whether I drive a Kia Soul or a Corvette, it'll all burn up. Nothing will be worth it. Only one thing will last, and that's what's done for Christ. You know, it's a beautiful thing to the Lord, I believe, to think upon Him. Oh, how He loves. Just spend time remembering His love, reading His Word. It's His love message to you and I. And we shouldn't meet a strange Savior in glory. We shouldn't meet someone we don't know. We should meet one that we've spent time with, who knows not only us, but but we know him. And I realize the will be unhindered then, and in fact, faith will be sight. What a joy it'll be to see our Lord and see that face, the one who loved me and gave himself for me. If you can't say that now, pray. Pray to the Lord. And you are prayed for right now. And so, give thanks.
65 in the appendix.